When I first saw a Lamborghini Countach as a teenager, it changed my life. The young owner's answer to my question about how he afforded it was simple: I'm an inventor. That 90-second encounter shattered my belief that wealth required athletic ability, singing talent, or acting skills. It revealed a truth that would transform my life. Entrepreneurship could create extraordinary wealth without special talents or decades of sacrifice. This revelation forms the foundation of MJ DeMarco's revolutionary book, which has become a cult classic among entrepreneurs worldwide. Praised by figures like Tim Ferriss and featured in Forbes and Business Insider, The Millionaire Fastlane challenges conventional financial wisdom with mathematical precision. Unlike most wealth books written by authors who got rich selling advice rather than following it, DeMarco achieved financial freedom in his 30s through the very principles he teaches: creating, growing, and selling a successful internet business. The book's enduring popularity stems from its brutal honesty about what truly creates wealth. While society pushes a get-rich-slow path of college, career, saving, and retirement at 65, DeMarco exposes this as a mathematical impossibility for those seeking both wealth and youth. Instead, he offers a roadmap that has inspired thousands to build businesses that generate both freedom and fortune without waiting for retirement age. Imagine an MTV Cribs episode featuring a 22-year-old with a $20 million beachfront mansion. When asked how he affords his extravagant lifestyle, he replies, "Index funds and 401k contributions from my job at the wireless store." The interview would stop cold because we instinctively know this scenario is absurd. Yet this is precisely what conventional financial wisdom asks us to believe, that following the standard path of school, job, saving, and investing will somehow lead to extraordinary wealth. The truth? It's mathematically impossible. Show me a 22-year-old who got rich from index funds or a young millionaire from coupon clipping. They don't exist. The get-rich-slow roadmap is fundamentally flawed because it demands you sacrifice your youth, dreams, and most productive years for dividends that pay after most of your life has evaporated. This wealth plan is a losing game that wagers your time with no guarantee. Even if you follow it perfectly, you'll likely arrive at wealth when you're too old to enjoy it. Wealth in a wheelchair. Traditional retirement conjures images of old age, walkers, and nursing homes. Those who win the Wall Street lottery receive financial freedom with a stinking reward: old age. If financial freedom requires sacrificing 50 years of your life, is it worth it? The golden years aren't golden at all, but a waiting room for death. The conventional path fails because it's built on uncontrollable variables and limited leverage. Your job pays based on your intrinsic value, what the marketplace will pay for your time, creating an inherent limitation. Time cannot be leveraged or controlled. You're limited to working at most 24 hours daily or a finite number of years in your lifetime. Small numbers simply cannot make millionaires. Compound interest, the supposed savior of the slow lane, requires enormous time, favorable yearly yields, and consistent investment, all variables you can't control or leverage. The mathematical formula, invested sum times 1 plus yield times time, reveals its fundamental weakness. You can't demand a 2,000% return or extend your investment horizon to 400 years. Growing up in Chicago as an overweight kid with minimal parental supervision, I never considered getting rich young because I lacked the talent for common youth wealth paths like sports or entertainment. I initially conceded to the get-rich-slow mentality: go to school, get a job, settle for less, while still dreaming about financial freedom and exotic cars. My life changed when I encountered a Lamborghini Countach at an ice cream shop. Shocked to discover its owner was a young man in his 20s who identified himself as an inventor, this 90-second encounter transformed my beliefs and motivated me to pursue wealth while young. After the encounter, I studied young millionaires who weren't famous or physically talented, focusing specifically on self-made individuals under 35 who acquired wealth quickly. Despite wasting money on get-rich-quick schemes, my research eventually revealed common denominators among these successful individuals. College felt like a 5-year brainwashing program for corporate homogenization with no discussion of entrepreneurship. While my friends proudly took corporate jobs, I resisted what I call the slow lane, determined instead to find the fast lane, retire rich, and retire young. Despite my ambitions, the years after college were a series of crushing failures. I bounced between humiliating jobs, busboy, pizza delivery, limo driver, newspaper delivery, all with ungodly hours. My girlfriend left me for a corporate executive, proclaiming I had no resolve. My mother constantly urged me to get a job, baby, a phrase that bore into my soul like a death sentence. One frigid Chicago night while working as a limo driver during a blizzard, I reached my breaking point. Wet snow drenched my shoes, a migraine pounded my head, and I was stranded on an unlit road. With sudden clarity, I declared to myself, "You cannot live another day like this." That moment became my catalyst for change. I relocated to Phoenix with just $900, no job, no friends, and a rusty Buick Skylark. I transformed a tiny studio apartment into an office, sleeping on a mattress next to the kitchen counter. I lived poor, but felt rich because I was finally in control. In Phoenix, I focused intensely on a website I'd created for travelers needing limo services. A breakthrough came when a friend suggested selling targeted reservation inquiries to limo companies instead of just ad space. The first month generated only $473, but growth was exponential. $694, $970, $1832, $2314, $3733, and upward. I worked 60-hour weeks, implementing customer suggestions sometimes within hours. As I streamlined systems, a transformation occurred. I worked less, yet made more. I'd built a real money tree that produced fruit 24/7 without requiring my life in trade. Some months, I'd profit over $200,000. By 33, I was a multimillionaire. In 2007, I sold my company, entertaining offers ranging from $3.3 to $7.9 million, accepting one of the full cash offers and completing the fast lane process. Like my failed spring break trip that stalled because we neglected the vehicle and focused only on the destination, your pursuit of wealth will stall when you focus solely on the road and not the entire road trip. When you disregard critical components, your journey is likely to stall and your dreams never materialize. Wealth is a process, not an event. Self-made millionaires create wealth through a carefully orchestrated process, not through sudden windfalls. We see the athlete's $100 million contract or the entrepreneur's $50 million company sale, but miss the years of practice, struggle, and sacrifice behind them. The formula for wealth resembles a cross-country road trip with four essential ingredients. 1. Your roadmap, the sidewalk, the slow lane, or the fast lane, which guides your financial beliefs. 2. Your vehicle, you, which needs frequent maintenance. 3. Your roads, career pathways, each with its own mathematical equation. 4. Your speed, execution, which determines how quickly you move from idea to implementation. Successful fastlaners are warriors who navigate rough roads. Wealth demands tolls that can't be paid on Easy Street. Contrary to popular belief, wealth doesn't require prerequisites like a good childhood, educational credentials, a stellar business plan, venture capital, connections, or even passion. We can outsource many things in life, from household chores to raising kids, but wealth creation cannot be outsourced. When gifts come without effort, process is handicapped. The journey to wealth must be yours alone. There's no wisdom gained when someone else walks the path for you. Most people follow the sidewalk roadmap, trading a pleasurable today for an insecure tomorrow. Sidewalkers exist in a state of being one something from broke, one business failure, one layoff, or one emergency away from financial disaster. Even high-income sidewalkers never achieve true wealth because the sidewalk has no exit ramp to wealth, only a dead-end sign of impending financial doom. A sidewalker has no financial destination or plan. Surplus money is immediately spent on gadgets, trips, cars, fashion, or fads. Sidewalkers are trapped in lifestyle servitude, driven by an insatiable need for pleasure, image, and instant gratification. This creates an accelerating consumption cycle that forever enslaves them to their jobs. Sidewalkers display telltale behaviors. They stop learning after formal education, change jobs frequently for small pay increases, blame circumstances for others' success, seek to impress with designer goods, maintain poor credit, rely on government to fix their problems rather than changing themselves, use pawn shops and payday loans as income supplements, file for bankruptcy, live paycheck to paycheck, keep incorrect change, maintain negative net worth, skip insurance, gamble regularly, escape into alternate realities like TV and celebrity gossip, chase get-rich-quick schemes, and repeatedly borrow money from family. The sidewalk offers no protection against life's inevitable bumps, recessions, job losses, medical emergencies. Without financial armor, you're exposed to every hit. Living for the short term never works long term, as your future becomes mortgaged for present comfort. Both income poor and income rich sidewalkers share identical problems with different price tags. More money doesn't solve poor financial management. It's like trying to plug a dam leak with more water. If you can't live on $40,000 yearly, you won't manage on $400,000 either. Only changing your mindset about money can solve money problems, which requires changing your roadmap entirely. Society has corrupted wealth's definition with poisonous materialism. Chauffeur-driven Rolls Royces, chartered jets, exotic vacations, waterfront mansions, and Vegas penthouses. We're told wealth means 6-carat diamonds, Aston Martins, and watches costing more than homes. True wealth isn't material possessions or money, but what I call the three fundamental F's: family, relationships, fitness, health, and freedom, choice. The richest moments of my life occurred surrounded by friends or loved ones, not when buying my Lamborghini or selling my company. Within this wealth trinity is where you'll find true happiness. In pop culture, 30K millionaires maintain a wealthy image with no net worth. They drive entry-level BMWs with custom rims, wear designer clothes, and order bottle service on credit. The problem with looking wealthy versus being wealthy is that the former is easy while the latter is not. Easy credit and long-term financing tempt you to purchase wealth solution. Faux wealth, the illusion of wealth without having it, destroys real wealth. As the gap between real and faux wealth expands, expectations are violated and misery creeps in. Like a Chinese finger cuff, the more you try to look rich, the tighter poverty's grip becomes. People flaunt wealth's icons yet lack freedom, which erodes health and relationships. Money doesn't buy happiness when misused. Instead of buying freedom, it buys bondage. When you don't feel wealthy, you buy wealth icons hoping for feelings of respect, pride, and joy. But these expectations are violated, leaving unhappiness. Used properly, money buys freedom, one parcel in the wealth trinity. Freedom buys choices to watch your kids grow up, pursue dreams, make a difference, strengthen relationships, and do what you love without financial worry. Sidewalkers are trapped in lifestyle servitude, a self-perpetuating cycle where work creates income, income creates lifestyle, and lifestyle demands more work. This systematic erosion of freedom occurs when we finance the illusion of wealth through debt. True affordability means not having to think about whether you can afford something. If you need mental gymnastics or conditions, "I can afford this as long as," you can't afford it. The slow lane strategy fails because it's built on uncontrollable limited leverage, ULL. The author confidently states that slow lane followers won't get rich because wealth creation requires both control and leverage, neither of which exist in the conventional get a job, save money, invest for 50 years approach. Jobs pay based on intrinsic value, what the marketplace will pay for your time, measured hourly or annually. This time-based measurement creates the first wealth limitation. Time cannot be leveraged or controlled. You're limited to working at most 24 hours daily or a finite number of years in your lifetime. The slow lane's compound interest strategy suffers from fatal flaws that gurus conveniently omit. While they tout how $10,000 invested today will be worth gazillions in 50 years, they don't mention that 15% year-after-year returns are impossible without a Ponzi scheme, that in 40 years you'll likely be dead, and that inflation will decimate your purchasing power. For compound interest to work, you need three things you can't control: time measured in years, favorable yearly investment yields, and consistently invested sums. The mathematical formula, invested sum times 1 plus yield to the time, reveals its fundamental weakness. You can't demand a 2,000% return or extend your investment horizon to 400 years. Both compound interest and jobs suffer from the same disease. They consume your time while denying control. The slow lane wealth equation is anchored by time. Time traded for money and time traded for investment returns. This relationship with time is foolhardy because trading time means trading away wealth. The slow laner's natural reaction to uncontrollable limited leverage is to wage war against intrinsic value by deploying education as a weapon. Whether through MBAs or certifications, they attempt to raise their market value, believing higher credentials will create wealth. But this approach still traps them in trading time for money, just at a higher rate. Expensive college education leads to two dangerous traps: conformity and education servitude. Specialized skills restrict career options and create conformity. Meanwhile, education servitude occurs when massive student debt forces graduates into jobs they hate. This parasitic debt destroys freedom by creating indentured time, forcing work simply to service the debt. Beyond the sidewalk, living for today with no plan, and the slow lane, sacrificing today for tomorrow, exists a third option, the fast lane, a hybrid approach that can create wealth rapidly and cut 40 years from wealth accumulation. While fast is relative, 18-year-olds might be wealthy by 25, 30-year-olds by 36, or 48-year-olds by 54, the fast lane offers significantly better risk-reward dynamics than either alternative roadmap. The fast lane is defined by four key elements. 1. Controllable unlimited leverage, CUL, offering maximum control and leverage unlike the slow lane's uncontrollable variables. 2. Business ownership and entrepreneurship as central components. 3. A comprehensive lifestyle commitment blending specific beliefs, processes, and actions. 4. A focus on creating substantial wealth rapidly, beyond middle-class boundaries. The fast lane mindposts define the behavioral characteristics that guide fast laners: viewing debt as useful when building systems, treating time as the most valuable asset, committing to continuous learning, seeing money as abundant and reflecting value created, earning income through business systems and investments, creating assets from nothing or adding value to existing ones, building systems for cash flow and asset valuation, following the wealth equation of net profit plus asset value, helping others to become richer in multiple dimensions, pursuing lifetime passive income, taking full responsibility for financial outcomes, and believing dreams are worth pursuing regardless of how outlandish they seem. While Get Rich Quick has been tarnished by scams, the author distinguishes it from Get Rich Easy. True fast lane success represents legitimate Get Rich Quick outcomes that follow meaningful process and work. Unlike scams promising instant wealth through minimal effort, authentic fast lane wealth creation requires substantial effort but delivers accelerated results compared to traditional paths. Just as the Industrial Revolution transformed manufacturing by replacing manual labor with systems, the fast lane approach industrializes wealth creation. Rather than manually trading time for money, the slow lane, the fast lane systematizes wealth generation, creating an accelerated path to financial freedom. The fast lane wealth equation, wealth equals net profit plus asset value, has variables that are both controllable and unlimited. When DeMarco increased his internet company's profit by tiny incremental changes, he could explode his income. Unlike slow laners limited to 24 hours of intrinsic value, his reach extended to potentially 50,000, 100,000 users daily. Almost all pentamillionaires, 5 million plus net worth, made their fortunes in a big lump sum after years of work. This is asset value in action. The primary wealth accelerant of the rich is appreciable and controllable assets. While slow laners buy depreciating assets, cars, electronics, designer clothes, fast laners invest in appreciating assets, businesses, brands, cash flows, intellectual property, patents, and real estate. The rich accelerate wealth by building and selling upgraded assets in the marketplace. Asset value equals net profit multiplied by industry multiplier. When an asset has sustainable profits, its value is determined by this multiplier. For example, a manufacturing company netting $100,000 with an industry multiple of 6 is worth $600,000. Different industries have different multipliers, from beauty shops, 4.10, to surgical equipment, 17.32, determining the wealth acceleration factor. Pursuing net profit creates a double-flanked wealth attack, as increasing profit simultaneously elevates asset value by the industry multiplier. This explosion in profit dramatically increases the asset's value, allowing entrepreneurs to entertain multi-million dollar offers after years of passive profit. While slow laners give $200 monthly to Wall Street, hoping for 8% returns, fast laners create or buy appreciative assets, add value, manipulate variables, and then sell. Liquidation events, selling appreciable assets to the market, create millionaires overnight. However, timing is crucial, as illustrated by John Hammerstein, who declined a $640 million offer for his social networking site, only to later sell for just $2.5 million after its popularity faded. Paper valuations mean nothing until converted to actual money through increased profit, savings, or liquidation. To reach the law of affection, impacting millions to make millions, your business road must satisfy the sense framework, the 5 fast lane commandments: control, entry, need, time, and scale. This framework validates whether your road can route to wealth, potentially create a multi-million dollar enterprise, generate passive income, and end with a liquidation event. The commandment of control. You must be in the driver's seat of your financial plan, not the passenger seat. Business hitchhikers seek refuge from risk within organizations they don't control. This subservient relationship leaves them vulnerable to the driver's actions. Fast lane drivers retain control over every aspect of their business organization: products, pricing, revenue model, and operational choices. There's a critical distinction between income levels. Good money, $20,000 a month, might seem impressive, but pales compared to big money, $200,000 a month, that truly transforms your lifestyle. Legendary money exceeds $1 million monthly. To reach big or legendary money requires controlling every aspect of your system. In the business ocean, be the predator, not the prey. Sharks eat, guppies get eaten. Build corporate ladders rather than joining them. Build pyramid organizations rather than joining them. Think manufacture, not retail. The transformation from guppy to shark begins with shifting your mindset from local to global, from follower to leader, from copying to innovating. The commandment of entry. The commandment of entry states that as barriers fall, competition strengthens and effectiveness declines. Businesses with easy entry create high competition, where profits are shared among too many participants. If anyone can start your business in minutes, it's not a business worth pursuing. To succeed in businesses that violate the commandment of entry, you must be exceptional, a long shot similar to a high school athlete going pro. When DeMarco realized he'd need to be exceptional among 50,000 network marketers, he knew the odds were against him. However, being exceptional among just 12 competitors in his internet business was achievable. Real business startups are processes, not events. If you're suddenly in business after buying a kit or completing an online form, you're violating entry. Legitimate businesses require multiple steps: finding property, financing, permits, hiring staff. The commandment of need. Businesses built on flawed foundations fail. The winning premise is simple, but often forgotten. Businesses that solve needs and provide value win profits. Selfish motives don't make good business models. No one cares about your desires or dreams. They care about what your business can do for them. Money is like a mischievous cat. Chase it and it eludes you, but focus on what attracts it and it comes to you. Money is attracted to businesses that solve problems and add value, not to selfish people. The amount of money in your life reflects the value you've given others. Successful businesses share one trait: they satisfy consumer needs as validated by marketplace sales. "Do what you love and the money will follow" is guru nonsense. For this advice to work, your love must solve a need and you must be exceptional at it. Most people aren't exceptional at what they love. The marketplace determines if you're useful, not your personal enjoyment. People pay for solutions and solved problems, not for your enjoyment. The commandment of time. The commandment of time requires your business to work for you while you aren't present. A profitable business doesn't guarantee wealth or time detachment if the owner becomes married to it, turning it into a lifelong prison sentence. While giving everything to a business during startup is normal, it shouldn't be endured for decades. The commandment of time asks critical questions. Can this business operate while I'm absent? Are my margins thick enough to hire employees? Can my operation benefit from money tree seedlings? How can I disconnect my time from income? A successful business must strive for automation through money tree seedlings: content systems, computer systems, software, distribution systems, and human resources. Time commandment failures occur when seeds are inaccessible, the business started with deficiencies, or won't grow in infertile soil, inadequate margins. The commandment of scale. When your business violates the commandment of scale, wealth acceleration is restricted by an imposed speed limit. Scale provides the leverage that powers the fast lane wealth equation. Your business habitat determines this leverage. You can choose to operate in a tiny pool or the vast ocean. Business habitats range from local/community, pool, to worldwide, ocean. The larger your habitat, the greater your potential speed and leverage. Local businesses like tanning salons have minimal scale, while internet companies can reach worldwide markets. Scale requires either magnitude, higher prices/costs, or reach, massive numbers. Selling Lamborghinis achieves magnitude through price. Reaching millions of people globally achieves scale through numbers. The sandwich shop owner has neither, so he's bought a job, not a business that can scale from $40,000 to $400,000. The journey to wealth begins with a single step and requires putting all the fast lane principles into action. The FASTLANSUPE Supercharger acronym provides a comprehensive framework for implementing the fast lane process and increasing your probability for wealth. 1. Formula. Wealth is a systematic process of beliefs, choices, actions and habits that form a lifestyle, not a singular event. 2. Admit that get rich slow is fundamentally flawed due to uncontrollable limited leverage and weak mathematics based on time. 3. Stop and swap. Stop following ineffective roadmaps like 401ks and index funds. Stop selling your soul for weekends. Swap to the fast lane roadmap and shift from consumer to producer mindset. 4. Time. Free time is the king asset of the fast lane. Invest in activities that generate free time, avoid time thieves like parasitic debt, and build business systems that transform indentured time into free time. 5. Leverage. Leverage controllable and unlimited mathematics to create wealth. The slow lane equation lacks leverage because it's predicated on time. Control the mathematics that underlie your wealth creation through systems that work for you. 6. Assets and income. Accelerate wealth by exploding income and asset value via a business that can be systemized and eventually sold. Live below your means while expanding your means by focusing on income growth rather than expense cutting. 7. Number. Determine your specific financial number needed for your dream lifestyle. Make it tangible by tracking it, saving for it, and visualizing it daily. 8. Affection. The law of affection states that the more lives you positively affect in an environment you control, the more money you'll make. Impact millions to make millions. 9. Steer. Life steering comes through choice. Commit to the fast lane ideology as a lifestyle, not a hobby or lottery ticket. Use decision frameworks like WCCA and WADM for major decisions. 10. Uncouple. Officially separate from the slow lane wealth equation by creating a business structure in a favorable fast lane entity. C Corporation, S Corporation, or LLC. 11. Passion and purpose. Passion doesn't just mean do what you love, it's what burns your soul and drives you to action. Whether selfish, wanting a Lamborghini, or selfless, helping orphan children, passion must burn hot enough to get you excited about the process and push through challenges. 12. Educate. Education begins after graduation. Never stop learning, as current knowledge isn't enough for future success. Seek fast lane knowledge about building business systems. 13. Road. Get onto a fast lane road, but don't worry if you can't decide which one, the road can find you. Train yourself to see needs, problems, and improvement opportunities. 14. Control. Control your financial plan by following the commandment of control. Engage in businesses you fully control, from pricing to marketing to operations. 15. Have. Have what others need and money will flow to you. This embodies the commandment of need. Stop chasing money directly as it eludes those who pursue it. Focus instead on providing value by solving needs. 16. Automate. Automate your business to honor the commandment of time. Detach your time from your business through money systems, rental systems, computer systems, content systems, distribution systems, and human resource systems. 17. Replicate. Replicate your system to honor the commandment of scale. Position yourself where home runs can be hit. To make millions, you must impact millions, which requires a field capable of affecting millions. 18. Grow. Grow your business multidimensionally like a chess game. Build a brand, not just a business. Treat customers like bosses and view complaints as opportunities. Listen to the world for directional clues. 19. Exit. Have an exit strategy. Full passivity through a money system is one fast lane destination best funded by liquidating assets of massive value. 20. Retire, reward, or repeat. After liquidating your assets, either retire or repeat the process. Regardless of your choice, reward yourself for milestones along the journey. The fast lane isn't a destination, but a mindset you live. It starts in your head and grows from there. Fight through slow lane dogma to discover incredible self-growth and resurrect your dreams with probability. Your starting point doesn't matter. Everyone begins in similar life turbulence. Beware of buts that keep you inactive. Excuses never made anyone rich.